Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Craig Bowler Jack is the TV play-by-play voice of the Utah Jazz, who the Warriors are taking on tonight. You can follow him on Twitter at BuckleUpBowler. He's joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game right now. Craig, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good to hear from you. How are you?
Fantastic, and we appreciate your time with the program. The Jazz, it's been a solid season. Gordon Hayward, we know where they're heading. It's going to be a big first round for them in the playoffs. But tonight, obviously, they're still doing some jockeying. Coming in here, taking on Golden State, what kind of effort are we going to get from Utah tonight?
Well, I hope it's good. I hope it's good, guys, because, as you mentioned, the Jazz still have a shot at home court advantage, and it's going to be against the Clippers, whether it's home or away. And the Jazz have struggled with injury all year long. They've had 22 different lineups and about 170 games lost to injury, and it's still amazing that they're in a position they are. I mean, they're trying to win their 50th game tonight against the Golden State Warriors, who, and I'm looking at my notes here, 66 wins. It's difficult, and even if they're healthy, it's a difficult task with the team that Kerr and company has. So they're trying to get George Hill back, who's had a groin strain the last six. Rodney Hood's had a knee issue, and Favors is coming back from a left knee problem. So, they've been playing with a deep bench. Joe Ingles, Shelvin Mack, Alec Burks, Boris Diaw. I mean, those names have all come into play this year quite a bit for Quinn Snyder. So I think the Jazz will give it everything they have. I mean, I don't think there's rest. That's not a word in the Jazz vocabulary. And so I think we just play on and give it our best shot tonight.
What do they think of the matchup in the playoffs with the Clippers as far as their ability to advance and maybe potentially go up against one of the big teams in the Western Conference in the second round?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think with the Clippers, even though they won the series 3-1 this year, this is a matchup I think that is okay for the Jazz because of Gobert, DeAndre Jordan. That's intriguing. You've got, obviously Blake and Chris Paul and a bench that's a little scary with Jamal Crawford and also Austin Rivers. But you know what? I think the Jazz have the ability to kind of have the mental fortitude to hang with those guys. This is new for most of them, postseason play, except for George Hill and Boris and Joe Johnson, who the Jazz got in the offseason to help elevate them to this exact spot where they are. And you guys know what leadership means, and it means a lot for a young team. And I think George has delivered that in a big way. And Boris, who's a world champion with San Antonio, and Joe, who's been around the league for 16 years, obviously have been through all these ups and downs and ebbs and flows. And I think it's really helped. I think it's helped in the locker room. I think it's helped on the floor. It's helped in the fourth quarter for Jazz to close out games, which is something they couldn't quite do on several occasions last year. But I think with the Clippers, what they're going to try to do with the Jazz, and they did it this season as well, is try to get into them physically and play that bully ball attitude. Now, here the question is, will the Jazz respond? They have in a couple of games, but sometimes the Chris Paul, the Blake Griffin, the DeAndre Jordan approach can get into your head mentally. And I'm hoping the Jazz have learned a lot so far this season from those four matchups, and they can just kind of give back what the Clippers are what I'm expecting to give them, and that's going to be a couple of physical elbows, and that's what playoff. You guys know that's what playoff basketball is. It's a different brand, and hopefully the Jazz can understand that and they'll be ready for it.
Is it tough when you watch the Dubs play and they look like they're the Goliath of the league? But it's a different type because you got the Splash Brothers, KD, the physical guy we know, Draymond, who's the piece. I mean, who's the guy who's the enforcer. But it's just amazing to see how no one can slow this team down. 65 wins in 3 years. No one's done that. What is it about this team, in your opinion, to just show the sustainability and the consistency night in and night out? Is that kind of weird to see it?
In this day and age of basketball, because what I think comes right to the top of my head, how do you have Curry, Thompson, Draymond, Durant, Iguodala, and even JaVale McGee and Sean Livingston and David West? They've been around the league, right? I mean, but they blend. They have the ability. There's no infighting. exciting. At least they don't show that in the press. And that's the beauty of what Kerr's been able to do. If you can get those type of star players to understand their roles, much like what they've done in San Antonio and Popovich, you got to tip his hat to Pops for all the years that Duncan and Ginobili and Parker were able to coexist. You know what? It actually happened in Salt Lake City, 20 years ago with Malone, Stockton, and Hornacek, and Jerry Sloan was a centerpiece of that. And I think there are all a lot of common factors with all three of those teams. It starts maybe with management and head coach, and then of course Steph Curry is going to buy in, and the rest of the guys follow. And that's the beauty of what I see with Golden State right now. I mean, that's, you guys have a team for the ages. Curry, Thompson, what a backcourt. Come on. And then you put Durant in the mix, and it's an amazing thing that he was able, despite his departure from OKC and the burning of jerseys, that he fits in and he's welcomed. And there's enough, and I didn't know if there was enough shots to go around. I think that's, you know, how you have to kind of look at it when you start adding bigger and better pieces. And look at what happened. The guy's averaging 25. Curry gets his 25. Thompson gets 23. And you guys have 66 wins, and you're looking for another NBA title. It's an amazing thing. And, I hope fans in this area appreciate what you have, because it can come and go pretty fast. And the Jazz, and I say that because the Jazz have missed having that type of impact players for quite a while. We haven't had much since the Deron Williams, Carlos Boozer days. And the Jazz haven't been in the playoffs in 5 years. So this is new territory. This is all new territory. And I know Salt Lake's really excited. You guys have had that, and it's good. And, you know, for you, you hope you hang on to it for a long time.
He's the TV play-by-play voice of the Utah Jazz, Craig Bowlerjack, with Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. What's the thought process in Utah regarding the future of Gordon Hayward? 1 year left on the contract after this season. There's always that speculation that he could try to sign with Boston to reunite with Brad Stevens. Do Jazz fans feel they're going to be able to keep Hayward in the fold?
You know, it's the hottest topic in town right now. We left a couple of days ago when we went up to Portland, and here's what's going on. The fan base has really come into play here with a billboard campaign throughout the city called Stayward. So stay Hayward, you know, that, and I think it's really impacted him. There was a time, guys, not long ago when there was a lot of question marks whether Gordon was going to play up to the level that the Jazz had hoped, and that meant all-star status. He's been close the last couple of years, and then this season obviously became an all-star in a very difficult Western Conference, as you know. I think going home, and I call that going home to Brad Stevens, sounds good, but it's never easy. I think all of us can kind of understand, hey, going home sounds good, but really is it? I tried. I'm from Kansas City, and I've been in Salt Lake for quite a while, and I thought I was going back, but it never did turn out that way. And sometimes you think it will be, greener, the old cliche, greener pasture on the other side. I think he has to be careful with that. Indiana has interest. The rumor has it Pat Riley would like to have him on the beaches of Miami. But he's got a good deal here. He's got Rudy Gobert. He's got George Hill giving him the ball. Gobert is one of the most up-and-coming young big guys in the league and could be Defensive Player of the Year or Most Improved Player of the Year, pick your category. And Rodney Hood, when healthy, can shoot the heck out of the ball at the two spots. So there's a lot of good things in Salt Lake. But again, it depends on what the guy wants and what family wants. But from all indications, I think he's come around. I think he feels like the Jazz will be his home. Because also, when you come into play with the money that's in the NBA now, the best payday is sitting right in front of him in Salt Lake City. If he wants to take a pay cut, he can go anywhere he wants. But if he makes, I think, what is it, one? If he makes an all-star team or an all-NBA team, whether it's one, two, or three, the third team would still give him another $10 or $15 million bonus. And he's upwards $200 million, guys. I mean, that's monopoly money, but it is what it is. And I think probably the best payday is sitting right in front of him. But if he's not happy, which I don't anticipate that he will leave, but if he does, it's probably for one or two reasons, and that is most likely he wants to be reunited with Brad Stevens, or he wants just a change of pace, go back home to Indiana, or maybe the beaches of Miami call. But it's going to be an interesting summer.
Awesome stuff. TV play-by-play voice of the Utah Jazz. Follow him on Twitter at BuckleUpBowler. It's Craig Bowlerjack with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Craig, we know you're busy. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it, and hopefully we see each other in the playoffs and can talk again soon.
I would love it. Hopefully the Jazz could rock the house a little bit. Good luck to you guys. I know it's going to be a fun run.
Appreciate it, Craig. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.